Good morning, everyone. I'd like to first express my appreciation to Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Ono, who are the sponsors for this morning's program. I'd like to begin today's message by reading the opening aspiration, so please join me in Gassho. Realizing that I live because of others, I will strive to live life to the fullest with an attitude of gratitude, just like the Buddha who promises to embrace us all. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Once again, good morning. The opening aspiration that I just read is a part of the new reading called Our Pledge, which was originally written by His Eminence Gomonshu Kojun Otani, who is the spiritual leader of the Jodo Shinshu Honganji-ha tradition. Our pledge is an indication of our attitude to live as a Shin Buddhist. It is a reminder for us not to forget our way of life and our identity as a Shin Buddhist. Although it is called our pledge, it is not a commitment that we must accomplish, but more like an aspiration or our ideal way of life as a Shin Buddhist. When I was an elementary school student, I used to walk to and from school. It was just about a 10-minute walk. After school, I didn't go home straight back on many days. I visited here and there, playing things like picking up the flowers, playing in the river, catching frogs, laying down on the green field, etc. As I holo holo here and there, I could look up in the sky and see that the clouds were moving. I could smell the flowers, vegetable, and grass. I could touch the water in the river and felt it very refreshing in the summer or very cold in the winter. I could feel the salty air by the ocean. I could listen to the sound of the birds and winds. Today, thanks to the advancement of technology and science, our lives became very convenient and efficient. Thanks to the cars, trains, and airplanes, etc., we can travel from point A to point B very fast and easily. We can save our time. Maybe in the future, this travel time will get much shorter and faster than today. Of course, I appreciate those advancements that made our lives convenient. At the same time, I miss my old days when I was walking here and there, looking around without any specific purpose. Our society today is moving and changing so quickly, and we are required to possess certain ability, skills, or knowledge to catch up with such fast speed. I'm not criticizing or negating this situation, but I feel that sometimes we need to stop and pause for a moment. There is something that we can discover only when we stop for a moment. In our hurried daily life, it is very difficult for us to rejoice every surrounding condition we encounter and to appreciate each moment we live. Normally, we live our everyday life as if we will live forever. It is very easy to take life and all that it involves for granted. Every day, we see the same people, drive the same road, do the same kind of study or work. However, even though they may seem as daily routine on surface, when we consider it carefully, every condition is different each time. Every condition should be appreciated and cherished, because those conditions are constantly changing so that it is happening only once in a lifetime. This is the teaching of impermanence in Buddhism, This is the essential truth that the Buddha taught us. And the realization to this truth enables us to appreciate here and now. Here is a story of a cup that is half full of water. There are four ways to see this liquid that covers half of the glass. First, we see that cup as being half empty. Half empty is associated with the interpretation of reality in a negative context, and the person focuses on things that are missing, but not on the things that he already has. He tends to create a gray and unhappy world. Second, we see that same cup as being half full. Half full is the interpretation of reality in a positive context, and the person is concentrating on the things he has and not on the things that are missing. He tends to create a bright world, but he may run into trouble when that cup becomes empty. Third, Buddhism sees it as simply being half a cup of water. Buddhism sees things as they are, without any kind of further comment or judgment. It is an enlightened way to see the reality. However, it lacks a certain human warmth. Fourth, a Shin Buddhist views that half a cup of water as a gift and a source of gratitude. For in his or her humility, he or she is fully aware that all things, from the food that we eat, to the clothes we wear, and to the water we drink, are not produced from within, but are given to us as gifts from a source outside of ourselves. The Shin Buddhist, ideally, lives a life of constant gratitude. Gratitude is a source of true happiness, and this attitude of gratitude will be nurtured through the Nembutsu teaching. In the Jodo Shinshu temples, there is the statue of Amida Buddha in the center of the Hondo. The statue of Amida Buddha leans slightly forward. It reminds us of the cosmic compassion that is constantly at work to embrace and awaken us. We become humble, gentle, and grateful in the realization that my existence is indebted to the myriad contributions that pervade the universe. Like a wave on the vast ocean, I am a part of the boundless wisdom and compassion which we call Amida Buddha. In appreciation and gratitude, I recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu gives me a chance to reflect my life and become mindful that my life is not only my life, but it is a life made possible only through the countless gifts from others. As the end of the year 2019 rapidly approaches, let us find some time of reflection in the Nembutsu and cultivate an attitude of gratitude. I'd like to conclude my message by once again reading a part of the pledge that the Gomonshu Kojin Otani shared with us. Please place your hands together in Gassho. Realizing that I live because of others, I will strive to live life to the fullest with an attitude of gratitude, just like the Buddha who promises to embrace us all. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.